Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
It's really also a decision based on common sense. It didn't work the other way. It was a disaster where somebody from a certain location in a very liberal state or a liberal judge or a liberal group of judges could tie up a whole country for years because their decision would sometimes take years to overturn. We've overturned many of the decisions, but it would take years to do it. And we have to act quickly when it comes to illegal immigration. We have murderers, killers, we have drug dealers, we have what they've allowed to come into our country should never be forgotten. It should never be forgotten what they've done to our country. And we have to be able to act very quickly, and we're going to do that.
Thank President you. Trump from the briefing room this morning in wake of the Supreme Court rulings that were announced this morning. And we do always try to make sure we connect you with the experts on these issues. And Greg Jarrett joins us now, Fox News legal analyst, former defense attorney and law professor, author of The Constitution and Other Patriotic Documents. Greg Jarrett, welcome back to the show.
Oh, good to be with you, Annie. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. It looks like, if people are watching this like it's a sporting event, that Donald Trump had a big win today through the Supreme Court. What was your assessment of how the Supreme Court chose to rule on the specific issue he was talking about there with the power of district judges? But you can add in some of the other rulings if you so choose.
Well, I always thought this would be an easy decision for the Supreme Court because for decades, both liberal and conservative justices have criticized these lower court district judges for abusing their authority and issuing nationwide injunctions. But the high court never did anything about it. They just complained about it. But because in the last 5 months, the Supreme Court itself has become overwhelmed by these injunction appeals, they were finally forced to reckon with a broken system that they had allowed to go on for too long, for the better part of six decades. And the only solution was to rein in the abuse and set limits on these district judges, which is what they did. And, you know, I thought it was a very good opinion written by Amy Coney Barrett. She pointed out that there is absolutely nothing in the law that allows district judges to order anything beyond their own physical district. I mean, their jurisdiction is narrowly defined under the Constitution. They may decide cases and controversies.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
He's before them, which means they may not issue orders nationwide that impact millions of people who never set foot inside that judge's courtroom.
Greg,
Just
to follow up on what you're explaining here, we're speaking with Greg Jarrett. Does that mean that does President Trump get to put the pedal to the metal on the procedures he was going through to try to remove illegal immigrants from our country right now? Does he get to accelerate what he was doing because of this ruling?
Yes, I think he does. But equally important is the Supreme Court ruling on Monday of this week, in which they opened the door and said, go right ahead to deport people, immigrants, back to a country that's not their own, a third party country. And you can do it with almost no notice, limited notice, which is not a full due process procedure in the conventional sense. So that means expedited removal. You can send them anywhere you want, other than their home country, if there's a problem there. And, you know, so I think this will accelerate the deportations.
Interesting. So another element of today and what people have been watching with the Supreme Court, the term birthright citizenship has been attached to these rulings, but the rulings weren't on birthright citizenship and the absolute definition of that as it is. It seems as though the president is still going to pursue that and wants a more clear understanding of how the Supreme Court feels about it. Can you talk to us a little bit about whether birthright citizenship looks like it will immediately find its way to the Supreme Court, or what would need to happen in order for that to take place?
Well, I think sooner rather than later, because the case is already before the Supreme Court. But instead of ruling on the merits, what Barrett said is we're just ruling on the remedy, the procedure. You know, it's basic civil procedure 101 in law school your first year. And they'll get to the merits of birthright citizenship, you know, probably in the next term. Yeah, I wrote, I guess it was in January, maybe it was February, a column that said, you know, there's actually a legitimate basis for denying birthright citizenship to people here illegally and their children. And I would invite people to read that, because I went through the legislative history of the 14th Amendment and identified its original purpose, and it does not include people here illegally. So it'll be an interesting debate. I don't know how the Supreme Court will rule. That's a closer case. Today's ruling was not a close case at all. It was rather obvious.
Yeah. Greg Jarrett speaking with us right now. The president at the podium in the press briefing room today repeated that the birthright citizenship element had to do with the babies of slaves, which I assume has a bit to do with your writings. And we will make sure that we retweet that to our audience. But he repeated that several times. So it does seem as though he's looking to pursue a clear definition on the issue.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, whenever you're trying to interpret the law, you look at the original, you know, legislative purpose in this particular case, an amendment to the Constitution, and what the people who framed that amendment meant. And there's a considerable amount of evidence that they meant it in a very narrow way and not this unlimited entry to citizenship by anybody who breaks our laws and comes here illegally.
Another ruling today, we're speaking with Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst, about education. This is important to me because with four kids, you're constantly always trying to police what is going in the minds of your children. You'd think you can turn them over to your school, your public school system, and trust that what is being educated there is something that fits your values at home. That wasn't the case for some Maryland families. And the interesting element to this, in my opinion, is this was a Muslim and Christian joint effort to push back against what the public school system was trying to put into the classrooms of these elementary kids. Can you explain what the Supreme Court ruled today on this issue?
Well, the Supreme Court said that parents have the right to exclude their children from a public school system's lessons that contain themes that they disapprove of on religious grounds. homosexuality, transgenderism. If they feel that material conflicts with their religious faith, they have the right to pull their kids out. And, you know, Alito wrote for the majority, and he said the government burdens the religious exercise of parents when it makes them submit their children to instruction that poses a threat of undermining their religious beliefs. And he's right about that. And, you know, all you have to do is read the First Amendment to understand that.
Yeah, certainly. Were there any of the rulings that came out of the Supreme Court this week that you thought, okay, now we've had some big victories here for the Trump administration. They haven't been afraid in these first months of the administration to make an effort to accomplish, you know, whatever it is the issue is they're trying to accomplish, knowing that it might go to the courts. Is there anything that happened this week that you feel like that might have been a setback for the Trump administration?
No, not really. Nothing stands out, jumps out at me. I think this was a week of wins for the Trump administration on the two cases that you and I've talked about today, as well as the Monday case, which was highly important for deportation. You know, the federal government is in control of both immigration and deportation. And you know, the Supreme Court reminded the litigants of that fundamental fact. And, you know, once again, they sort of fired a shot of the bow of district court judges who think they're, you know, super presidents who can veto and countermand the elected president, when in fact they're unelected judges. They're not imperial judges, as Barrett wrote in her decision today. So, you know, I think this is an important method of reining in out of control lower court judges who, you know, in my opinion, get it wrong too often. And it's often the Supreme Court that has to fix what they get wrong.
Yeah, certainly. Greg Jarrett speaking with us right now. Last question, not particularly really about the Supreme Court, but I just thought since we have you here, I'd like to know your thoughts on what the House Oversight Committee is doing while we're talking about the presidency, looking into Joe Biden's presidency, asking the questions about the auto pen. In your mind, just on a high level view, do you feel like this is just a political investigation, or do you see avenues where this might lead to some crime?
No, I think it's incredibly important. Look, auto pens are legal as long as the president grants his direct consent. He may not delegate authorization to somebody else. And that appears to be what has happened. Neera Tanden was the first witness who testified, and she was the one who was principally operating the auto pen, and yet she said, I don't know who authorized it above me. Now, yeah, that's insane. And it completely proves the case that some of these executive orders, some of the pardons and commutations and memos and so forth, may be null and void. They may be invalid unless it can be demonstrated that Biden directly approved and consented. But what if the president is so mentally diminished that he's not even capable of consent? Then what do you have? Well, you have forgery. Which is a crime. People operating an auto pen when either you don't have consent or a guy not capable of consent. So I think it's a very serious investigation. It's historic because, this is the first time since Woodrow Wilson in which we had a president who appears to have been not in mentally competent to make decisions. Now, you know, maybe Democrats can disprove that. Maybe Joe Biden can disprove it. Mm. Although, you know, I tend to think he doesn't know what he had for breakfast, much less what he was doing during the last 4 years of his presidency.
I love to hear you say that because it's easy if you're just consuming the political side of this situation for people to just be like, oh, that's just politics. He's not the president. Leave him alone. I do not want to see what happened to our country in the last 4 years happen again. And I would assume that there are people still in the bureaucracy of our government potentially who could have known what was going on? And if that's the case, it seems as though the American people have a right to understand what happened.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's highly important. And, you know, the fact that Democrats largely boycotted the first hearing suggests to me that they're, you know, they're either embarrassed by what went on for 4 years or they, you know, were part of the participation cover up of it.
Yes.
They knew, but they wouldn't speak up about it, as so many journalists did. And that's now coming out. So, you know, there's a lot of blame to go around, but most of it falls in Trump's inner circle, Biden's inner circle, including his wife, Jill Biden.
Yeah, man, I've had words about her as a wife. I don't know how you could watch your husband experience what he did.
Great. Well, elder abuse comes to mind,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes, yes. In front of the entire world. It's unreal. Greg Jarrett, you are a treasure to have on the show. Thank you for your time today. We appreciate you.
My pleasure, Annie. Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye. He is a Fox News legal analyst, a wonderful voice to have on the Annie Frye Show today on a big day of Supreme Court rulings and wins that just keep stacking up for Trump. Bad day for the TDSers. Eric Schmidt's going to be on the show with us probably. He was supposed to be on at 1:30. They asked if we could postpone to 1:40. Is that still the case? We're postponing to 1:45 because he's sitting down and talking to Scott Bessent. And I told Brad to tell Bessent to wait, but I don't think Brad did that. So we're going to talk with Eric Schmidt a little bit later than first planned. Understood immediately when Senator Schmidt said that he could come on the show today that a lot of what you're hearing in the news is the big, beautiful bill getting smacked around in the Senate. If we lose him, we lose him. But we have him for right now at 1:45. And I think he's joining us on Zoom. Is that right? So he'll be on the live stream with us. Last time I saw him on a Zoom, he had a bunch of Cardinal stuff in the background. That was cool. Eric Schmidt at 1:45-ish. Let's get Ryan Wiggins back in the studio next. Don't go away. Mountain Mama.